Hello, my name is Lilian Okazi and this is Nigeria Daily. Remember that sound? If you carried out the National Youth Service School, NYC, and you spent 3 weeks in the NYC orientation camp, this sound is definitely not alien to you. Do you remember the Mummy Market and the vibe behind it? As the National Youth Service Corps NYSC clocks 50, so many Nigerians have taken to social media to talk about their NYSC experience and how it changed their lives. For those who don't know, the National Youth Service Corps is a program set up by the Nigerian government during the military regime to involve Nigerian graduates in nation building and the development of the country. There is no military conscription in Nigeria, but since 1973, graduates of universities and later polytechnics youth service corps have been required to take part in the National Youth Service Corps program for 1 year. So for every year, each Nigerian youth will be posted out of their state of origin, where they schooled, to a different part of the country entirely. How was that experience for corpers in the early 90s? Did the program impact their lives in a special way? Well, let's listen to Daniel Oluwaleya as an NYC veteran shares his experience with him.
My name is Yusuf Zango. Well, I served in Lagos State. That was back in 1982 to 83. Well, I think the first thing I encountered was the shock of being posted to Lagos State, because then I was a young chap, maybe just in my mid-20s. Somebody who has not gone beyond Kaduna. Myself and my family were in Kaduna then. And I schooled in Kano, that's Bayero University, Kano. So when I went and checked that my post, I realized it was Lagos State. So I was like, how would I cope? I came home, told my dad, he didn't even seem concerned about you. So eventually I took off. And I went to Lagos and served those that 1 year. Yeah, the camp was, I met lots of people, and we became, for some, I think we met at the camp. The interesting thing was that I met somebody in the camp who happened to be from my state. And eventually, by the time we finished the orientation, and I didn't have anywhere to go, so I went to the place of my primary assignment. They told me that they didn't have accommodation. All they did was they would give me was my rent as in lieu of the accommodation. So this guy I met at the camp took me to his brother's house where he was staying. They created even a space for me to stay in the house. Actually, I had to run away eventually because when I got a better accommodation, because right inside their living room, they created a space for me to stay. Allowance from my place of primary assignment, that's the Lagos Chamber of Commerce, they were paying me 18 naira for accommodation, 16 naira for transport. So I was earning much more than my allowance, the NYC allowance. So I was a big man there, honestly.
So, sir, can you compare camp drilling of then to today?
I wouldn't know, because all in the first place is that then it was 30 days, 1 month, complete 1 month. Now it's just 2 weeks. So before you even know your next door neighbor, the orientation, something else. But then, again, you will be subjected to regimented life. The soldiers were very strict. The camp commander, I know, was a major and actually very tall, huge guy. So those of us, mostly those of us who are tiny, were just, and we had a sergeant major who was very, would not tolerate any nonsense, no matter how big you are. So it was quite good. We went through the obstacle, went through roadwork, which was, I think, about 30 kilometers. We road walk, you know, you start walking for a distance about 15 kilometers, then you come back 15, about 30 kilometers. It was very, very, very interesting.
That was Malam Yusuf Zango telling us his NYC experience. Similarly, Bisola Fatoye speaks with Aliyu Ahmed Janu, who served in 1987. What was it like? Let's listen.
Okay. My name is Aliyu Ahmed Jayo, and I served in the year 1987. I served in Benue, particularly I served with NMPC Depot.
Oh, okay.
IP Depot, yeah. Experience was very rewarding thing because I was exposed, you know, to learn, to build an experience then, because there wasn't any difference between myself and those permanent staff of the organizations.
Okay.
So that has really helped me. I could also recall, as an accountant, I was privileged to be given, you know, the opportunity to receive drafts that were brought into the MPC to allow for the letter of the, you know, fuel.
What was challenging for you during that period?
The challenge wasn't that somebody can say, ah, this is the basic challenge. Because at that time, even though the amount of money being saved was not that much, but it sustained a huge cover.
So how would you say the whole experience impacted you as a person, as you are now?
You see, so many things have happened that you see, how can a human being heartlessly go and kill one another? On whatever ground, whatever our differences, at least the Constitution has addressed that. We are living, you know, on based on understanding to allow the nation to progress. But now we take some other differences, some parameters of differences, and we create so much, you know, hurdles to ourselves to the extent that even the country is suffocated. That wasn't done in then. So these are some of those things I always make my heart to bleed.
Okay.
You know, this country is our own. And we have a tie that everybody should fall in line to make the, to continually make the country, you know, a progressive environment.
Did the young ones face similar experience? Well, after the break, we'll find out. Do stay. You are welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we are talking about how NYSC changed and impacted the lives of Nigerians since its inception. Before we went on break, we spoke with some senior citizens who shared their NYSC experience with us. To them, it was a life-changing experience. Well, let's hear from some young core members who served in the early 2000s as Bisola Fatoye and Daniel Oluwole speaks with them, respectively.
All right. Oladunranmi Shaki is my name. I'm serving Kofa at Benue State. My experiences in Benue State so far has been an experience filled with, let me say, mixed emotions. It has been both smooth and both rough at the same time. I've had very nice moments where I enjoyed, and at the same time, I've had very rough years also. So my experiences have just been mixed. At first, when I got my posting letter, when I found out that I was posted to Benue State, I was a little bit nervous. Yes, let me use the word nervous, considering the fact that I was going to go away from my comfort zone and little, and then I was going to a state that I had really nobody there. But when I reached there, I found out that the situation wasn't even as bad as I anticipated. It was, I felt welcoming, and I had people that were my same status quo, my same predicament now. So it wasn't so much of bad at that first time when we got to camp or the first thing. Although there were rough moments, adapting to camp at first, those beginning weeks was a little bit difficult the first few days, but with time, we got to adapt, and then we started enjoying it almost as though we shouldn't even leave again. So at that point, I think I enjoyed it. Because I'm serving a very rural area. So they're giving us a monthly stipend of about 5,000 naira, even though it's not so consistent and the rest, but quite speaking, frankly, it's okay.
Okay, so how well has NYSC impacted you?
Yes, NYSC has impacted me, yes, positively.
Okay.
Yes, I'll just say positively because it has given me I've realized over my close to 10 months now serving in NYSC, I've been able to develop more love and more passion for our country. And then I've also been able to engage in so many other tasks, like back in September, October last year, I was involved in the National Home Growth School Feeding Program, where we went to rural schools and we took biodata of students. And it really made me love Nigeria more. It exposed me. I saw certain realities that I could not imagine that people do go through these kind of things. And I saw some levels, certain levels of the kind of places I went to. I saw some certain levels of civilization that I was like, ah, so you mean there are people still living like this and all of this? But on, to sum it up, the impact has really, really been positive.
Okay, my name is Basi. I served at Kebbi State. Kebbi State, and that was year 2018. It was fun and also very challenging. Challenging in the fact, in the sense that I was in a state, in a part of the country where I've never been to before, in an area where most people could not speak English. So I had a language challenge. I could not really communicate effectively with people.
Okay.
But the people were actually very nice to me. The people, especially those that could speak English, they helped me a lot.
Mm.
It was a nice experience.
Okay. So what was your favorite part of NYC?
I would have to say the days when we do community service.
Okay. Your community service.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you do during community service? What made you really active?
I am one of my colleagues. The thing about us, where I was serving, I was posted to a school.
Okay.
Of school of special needs.
Oh.
That school had like disabled people. So me and my colleague, we organized a program to train them on special skills like bead making, soap making, and all that. We trained those students.
Oh, interesting. So do you keep in touch with any of them? Do you know if any of them continued, used it as a business or anything like that?
Yes, there are some of them that are into soap making, but not really, they have not really gone, so it's not really that big. It's just among themselves.
Okay.
And it's, at least we know that we impacted a lot of them.
Okay, so how would you say the whole of the experience, how did it change your life?
It helped me to understand that, to change my view. It helped to change my view concerning some certain parts, people or some certain parts of the country.
Okay.
Like, I got to understand that those people are actually, most of them are actually very nice. And it helped me to be able to tolerate people a lot more. So that's how it impacted me.
Those are some young core members telling us their experience and how NYSC changed their lives. NYSE is truly an opportunity for youths to obey the clarion call and serve their country. Feel free to share your NYSE experience and how NYSE changed your life in the comment section. We're eager to hear. God bless Nigeria. With that, we've come to the end of this episode of Nigeria Daily. To all the voices we heard, we say a big thank you. My name is Lilian Ogazi, and bye for now.